Hey there, welcome to the Law of Attraction Tips. This is Karen Lanoux. You're about to watch my very first Facebook Live video. Enjoy. Everybody, if you can see me, give me a moment. All right, let's see. There we are. Okay. Everybody, welcome. It's Karen Lanoux of the Law of Attraction Center, and I am so glad that you are here with me. Can you let me know if you can hear me? Catherine says, yeah, she can see me. Yay. Good. And so there's a little bit of a time delay between what you're seeing live and me speaking. So so I'll try and make sure that we are on top here. But if you could let me know, if you could just type in that you can hear me, that would be awesome. Oh, and maybe. Just working out the kinks and the bugs for the first time. Okay, great. Yes. Catherine says, yes, I'm going with it. Hey, so again, I'm so pleased that you are here. I'm going to start with actually just answering one of the questions. And Jan says, yes, she can hear me. She says, I can hear you, lovely Karen. Thank you, Jan. That's so nice. So today, really what I'm going to do is I'm going to answer a question. It's one of the questions that was put up on the Facebook feed. And it is, and that's what I'm going to kind of do in these. We'll just see how it goes. My aim is to be maybe 15, 20 minutes. Don't want to hold you here too long. Just kind of as long as, you know, it's interesting for you and I'm getting some questions back from you. That would be great. What I'm going to do is kind of make a couple of points about the question. Then I'll ask for questions from you and any feedback or comments or anything that you have. And then I'll go into the last couple of tips that I have about this particular question. And then we'll wrap up with some more questions if you have them. So that's what I'm intending today. And so this is from Jim. So thanks, Jim. Jim's been a great, he's just been following, you know, following me for such a great long time. So again, and so many of you, I have just, you know, I love seeing your names and your posts and such because I know that we've known each other for quite some time. So this is what Jim wrote. He says, Karen, thank you for allowing me to be part of this group. Well, of course. I'm so happy you created this Facebook page. Yes, me too. The fact that we're here, I would say, is proof of the law of attraction works. And yes, it's true. So now to my question. Can a person think or obsess, perhaps is the word, too much about something one desires? And here's why I ask the question. One, you ask for something from the universe. Two, know it will come to you. And three, allow it to happen. And in the meantime, you keep thinking and thinking about it. Are you blocking subconsciously what you're desiring? And he's wondering if this explanation makes sense. And yes, it does. So that's a great question. Here's the thing. When we're focusing on something, and this has happened for me, is that I can't get it off my mind. And there's a point where, you know, I'm just so excited about it and I know it's coming and I can't get it off my mind. There's a point where I just know it's coming. And when I know it's coming, I'm excited about it. So here's a couple of things I want to make about this. If when you're obsessing about it and obsessing about it and thinking about it a lot, you want to just make sure, what's your focus? Is your focus about it being here or not being here? Is it, and again, and number two, I guess, really is the energy that you're putting out. Is that energy, is it excited? Is it happy? Is it a light energy? Or is it a heavy energy? And so, you just want to make sure that you want to just see what that is like for you. Because everything is energy. The universe is energy. And again, in terms of kind of creating an attraction mindset, what we're doing is, again, we're just being very, very, very careful, very vigilant about what we're thinking. What's that energy that we're putting out into the world? Because, again, if it's excited, if it's happy, if it's light, then that's the frequency of the universe. That's the frequency of the things that we want. But if in that obsession about it, we're wondering, we're focusing on lack, and you know, you've heard me talk about the bizarro world, right? And so, and if we are in the bizarro world, again, in the bizarro world is really, it's just we're focusing on the opposite of what we want. We're focusing on the lack of it. And you'll know what the difference, because it doesn't feel good. And so when it doesn't feel good, we want to, again, stop and just and make sure that we're turning towards what it is that we really, really do want. So any questions? And Melissa just says, hi, Karen. And I said, yeah, hi, Melissa. So bring on your questions. Any questions or comments about that? That, you know, I'd love to hear them right now. And I don't, let me just see. I don't know if I have to. Okay. I think I can see your questions as they come in. And so Catherine says, I love your idea about the bizarro world. And yes, you spelled it right, as far as I know. So, the bizarro world, again, is really just about we're focusing on the wrong thing. We're focusing on what we don't want. And it's a feeling, again, you know, this is a feeling energetic universe. And so in our bodies, how energy plays out is through our senses, through all sensory organs, through our eyes, through our touch, taste, sound, smell, whatever else I'm missing. And so, we feel it. And so, and when we feel something, that's the energy that we have right now about that particular topic. So obsessing is okay. I've done it. And, you know, and sometimes when I'm so much in that state of obsessing and thinking so much about something, that's when things really quickly turn up into my life. But you don't want to go into obsessing just for the sake of obsessing. It just really is kind of a natural way of how we're operating. So Brittany, hey, you're great, you're here. So she says some kind of sign with a question would be helpful. The question really was about, can you obsess about something too much? And Stacy's, she says, how do we not think about the undesired situation as it happens? So again, that's a great question. It's really kind of the next point that I'm going into, but it's really stop. So you really want to stop, pivot, and focus on what you want and feel it. So, and that's not always easy, right? It's really requires, pulled away on what I call the emotional train. We get it. There's the emotion train that just kind of comes up, pulls up to our door and then carries us away. We get on willingly we just get pulled along with it. So you have to understand you have the power. You have the power to step off that train as soon as you become aware of it. So again, it's just stopping and focusing on what we want. And I know that on that other side, that thing that is really trying to grab our attention about the thing that we don't want, that lack, the bizarro world, it's really pulling at us. It's a habit. And it is nothing more than a habit. And it's a bad habit, but you can break it. So I'll just go into that next part, one of the next tips I was going to talk about, which is stop, pivot, focus, and feel. And I like to call that, again, the law of attraction emergency drill, because if you can just remember that, stop, pivot, focus, feel. It's kind of the same thing as the earthquake drills, right? And I don't know, I should know, since I am in an earthquake prone area. Anything is drop, duck, drop, and, you know, hide or something, or get under something. But in this case, again, it's just that you want to stop, pivot, focus, and feel. So Melissa says, she goes, I thought the universe doesn't hear not or don't, only focuses on the thing. So how do feelings interact with that idea? Well, it's not, so that's a great question. So again, it's not that, it isn't that it doesn't, it's not that the universe hears. It's a feeling universe. Let's just say that. So that's where the energy comes. So when we say I don't want something, our focus is on whatever the something is. So I don't want to smoke anymore. So the focus is on smoking. And we have all kinds of feelings. We have all kinds of conclusions, thoughts, feelings about smoking, and so how it makes us feel. And so that's what we're actually conveying to the universe, is that the is the feeling, not the not. So not smoking. So really, what, again, in that case, when you when we say the universe doesn't hear not or don't, again, it's really kind of comes down to about what is the focus of that statement. And there's energy, feelings around that particular statement, and or whatever that particular, it's, I want to, I wish I was better at the English language, because I can't remember. It's kind of like the, no, I'm not going to go there, because I'm wasting time here. But again, it's just, what is your focus? Again, it's all about what is your focus, and how are you feeling about it? It's about the energy of that. And Melissa, I hope that helps. And so just let me know if that is. And Stacy, same thing for you. Let me know, did I answer your question? And Jan says, how do you maintain focus and put out the right energy if you're still searching and not entirely sure what you want? I find myself obsessing and not knowing, and perhaps that is negative. Oh no, I find myself obsessing about the not knowing, and perhaps that's negative. So yeah, so here's the thing. As soon as we say to ourselves, I don't know, or I don't know what's next, or and we get into that, and we get into that frame. And there's certain things that, right now, we don't know what's going on. And I think, Jan, you said that you were, I think you wrote in the feed, so I don't think I'm revealing anything that you haven't already revealed, but is that you're looking for your next job, your next kind of career move. And so here's the thing, right now we don't know, right? But as soon as we say I don't know, and we kind of go into that, oh, I don't know what it is, what could it be? But that feeling is more about, I don't know. Essentially, what we're doing is we're giving our subconscious mind permission to not know, and not and to, or permission to not find out. So we want to go through really the QCT method, which is starting to identify what is it that I want, what is it that you want. So start to identify all the things that you want to have in your next job. And sometimes that's starting with what you don't like, right? So you can kind of get that off the table, because it's funny, usually what happens is that we ask a question, or I'll ask somebody a question. It's like, well, what do you want? And they always start with, well, I don't want this, 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 and this. So in this case, so, and I'll backtrack here. So how do you maintain focus and put out the right energy if you're still searching, not entirely sure what you want? So yeah, so it goes back to identifying, what do you want? What are the elements? You might know exactly, not exactly what that thing is, but you want to go back to, what are the basics of this? What do I really want here? And when you do find yourself kind of obsessing about not knowing, you want to just go, well, no. So yeah, right at this moment, I don't know. So what is it? So what could it be instead? And how great would it be to know? And you could, again, QC square, go then ask a question. Okay, what would it take for the perfect career to pop up? What would it take for what would it take for me to know? Who would I have to be to know? What would I have to believe to know that the next greatest thing is showing up? And so Jan, I hope that helps. I'm not sure if that was as clear as I wanted to be with that. Yeah, so just if you can pop that in, that would be great. And waiting for my talking head to catch up to this talking head. Okay, and so I'll just carry on. And again, if there's any more questions, please just pop them in. And then I'm just going to carry on to the last thing, and I'll go back to the law of attraction emergency drill, which is stop, pivot, focus, and feel. So when we stop, again, when you find yourself in that position where the energy, you can tell that it's just like you're focusing on lack, you're focusing on what you don't want, you want to stop. You just want to stop right there, right? Stop right there. And then you want to pivot. So in pivot, it really, I seriously mean, you really just want to, oh, my computer has kind of slowed down a bit. Oops, there we go. You want to actually literally, quite literally, pivot. Well, and I don't know if I'm still going because I appear not to be live right now. Let's see. Okay, it seems like I'm live. I'll keep going. Okay. Sorry, it's just all of this. Okay, yes, thanks, Stacy. Melissa says the chat on Facebook Live is 23 seconds behind the video feed. I know, it makes me nuts. Okay, good, Jan, that was helpful. Good. I'm pleased about that. And so yeah, so again, stop. You want to stop where you're at, and then you want to pivot. And quite literally, you want to pivot. It's like, okay, I'm looking at the bizarre world. I'm looking at and focusing on what I don't want. Now I actually want to turn around, do a total 180, and focus on what I do want. And so, and focus and feel. And so you want to get excited about it. You want to get excited about what you really want to have in your life. And in at any moment when you can do this, when you can start to shift your focus from what you don't want onto what you do want, it's huge. So, again, this is just all about having an attraction mindset. It's about, for me, using those tools that I teach, called the QC squared method. So again, it's quest formation, questions, clearings, and celebration. And I know there's a few of you who are live right now who have done this with me. And so again, it's just when we can keep remembering to do this. And look here, I teach this every day, day in and out, and I still, in the moment, get carried away. I jump on that emotion train and get carried away into bizarro land, essentially. And so we just want to keep making sure that we are keeping focused on what we really do want. So, any questions? I think what I'll do, I think that's all the things that I actually really wanted to say about this. But again, if I'll answer any other questions that you might have about this particular topic. And Melissa says, I did QCT with you and it was awesome and I have not mastered it. Yes, keep going. again, it's really all, it still comes down to our focus and our energy, right? So however that works, and I believe that the QC2 method is, helps to kind of give us something in the moment that allows us just to get lined up, right? And specifically about the clearing. And so I think what I'll do actually, maybe to finish up here is to do a clearing. And so some of you may not have ever experienced a clearing that I've done. A clearing process is really just a mental exercise. Part of it is to set an intention. And then the other part of it is to it's shifting the energy. It's shifting kind of the polarity really of a belief, a negative belief or a limiting belief. And I believe that, and what I've seen it happen for people is that the clearing process just kind of gets in at a subconscious level and just shifts those things. So we'll just clear on, so we'll just do a general one right now. So everything, what could we clear on? Well, let's just do the one for Jan again, because I think this is something that happens for a lot of us. No. Well, yes, again, it's just that where we're just not, we're not clear in the moment, and and we kind of think we don't know, or we're not sure if we're actually in the process of attracting what we want. So everything that doesn't allow you to know and to have access to the knowing of the infinite intelligence that's all around you, are you willing to eliminate that? Okay, it's just you, I hope you're saying yes. Okay, destroy, transform, and release. Okay. Okay. And everything that, everywhere you're afraid to know what's next, are you willing to eliminate that? Destroy, transform, and release. Here's the thing about this. You are the creator of your world, right? And you are the creator of what is happening in front of you. So the things that are happening to us right now, and I know this is a cruddy thing to hear, is that the things that are happening to us in our outside world are a direct reflection of what's going on in here. So the clearer that we can get, the more aware and vigilant that we can become about our focus and our energy, the faster things show up. You also want to be paying attention to the fact that if you're getting little messages, little clues that you need to be going in a different direction, you need to pay attention to those, okay? So I think that is where I will leave that. So Brittany, she says, focus and energy. Okay, yes. Well, great. Any last questions before I close up today? That's that we've been on for 22 minutes. And, you know, as always, I could talk forever. And this goes really quickly. And I so appreciate you all being here today. But again, any other questions? And I will finish up. And hopefully, Jim, that answers your question today. So wait for a few moments. And, oh, Brittany asks, can I make the next one an event? Yes, probably. I saw your suggestion about that yesterday, and I just didn't have time to do it in between now and then, then and now. But yeah, that's a great idea. Of course, that'd be great. So Melissa says, thank you for being here, Melissa, as always. Wonderful. All right. Well, and Brittany says, thanks. Well, thank you. Fabulous. Good. Okay. Well, again, thank you very much, everybody. This is great. This is my first live Facebook Live. It was fun for me. I like the little bit of interaction. I'd love to see more, actually. So maybe we'll try a blab too. Catherine says, thanks very much, Karen. You're welcome, Catherine. Glad you're here. Glad you made it. And I'm not sure when I'm going to do the next one. I might do a couple a week, because I know you've got lots of questions. And as far as I know, these stay up online here, and you can keep them and watch them when you want to. So again, thank you. And thanks, Jen. Yeah, great. Thank you. I'm looking forward to next time too. All right. See you. Go out there I should just end with this. Go out there and just create an attraction mindset. Just attract all the things, all the wonderful, great things that you want. Okay, so that was a wrap for my very first Facebook Live video. Now,
what I hope is that you'll come over and join us at the Law of Attraction Center group on Facebook. You'll be able to ask questions. You'll be able to get support from other really like-minded people. And maybe what I'll be doing in a future Facebook Live video is answering your question. And so please come over and join us. I'm not going to be posting these on iTunes all the time and or on as a podcast. So I really hope you'll come join me. I would love to you to engage with us because it's already a wonderful, vibrant community. It just needs you now. All right, until next time, have an awesome week.